This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. 100 American citizens and permanent residents are still waiting to leave Afghanistan. And according to the State Department Monday, the biggest hurdle to their evacuation remains the unpredictability of the Taliban. A senior State Department official told reporters during a background briefing that Taliban controls who is allowed to depart. The official also said the absence of regular air service to enable people to leave predictably makes evacuations difficult. The official estimated that roughly 100 American citizens and permanent residents are ready to go. The State Department said its officials are in regular communication with private groups chartering their own evacuation flights from the country. They are also in communication with the Taliban, consistently working to negotiate the safe departure of Americans. The prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague asked the tribunal for permission to resume a war crimes investigation. The investigation would look into actions of the Taliban and Islamic State Khorasan in Afghanistan. The ICC had spent 15 years investigating alleged war crimes in war-torn Afghanistan. The probe was put on hold a year ago by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. The ICC judges will now consider the prosecutor's request. Investigators had been examining alleged crimes by all sides in the conflict, including U.S. forces, Afghan government troops, and Taliban fighters. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. Germany's Social Democrat leader Olaf Scholz vowed Monday to form a governing coalition by Christmas after his party defeated German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union, or CDU. It was 25.7% to 24.1% in parliamentary elections Sunday. The Scholz camp told reporters that they were negotiating with Germany's Green Party, which received 14.8% of Sunday's vote, and the Social Democrats, or FDP, who won 11.5%. At his own news conference on Monday, CDU candidate Armin Laschet, whose troubled campaign saw a one-time lead in the polls dissolve, say his party was also seeking to form a coalition with the Greens and the FDP. U.S. President Joe Biden received a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot on Monday. His boosters comes a day after his administration approved a third shot of Pfizer's vaccine for certain populations. President Biden told reporters at the White House that boosters are important, but the most important thing is that we need to get more people vaccinated with their initial shots. He said 77% of the U.S. adult population has received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approved the boosters last week for three categories of Americans: those ages 65 and older, frontline workers such as teachers, healthcare workers, and others whose jobs place them at risk of contracting COVID-19, and those ages 50 to 64 with underlying conditions. The Biden administration has released a plan to shield hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came to the United States as young children from deportation. It is the latest maneuver in a long-running drama over the legality of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The proposal aims to satisfy concerns of a federal judge who ruled in July that the policy was illegal. It takes on heightened importance as prospects for legislation have dimmed. A Cornell University professor says there are no major changes, and that is in an effort to bulletproof the policy from legal challenges. The U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to begin debate Monday and possibly vote Thursday on the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, a major priority of President Biden's domestic agenda. Both President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have expressed confidence at the bill passing, though the president told reporters Sunday it is going to take the better part of this week to pass it. I'm Liz Palka.